You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This is a last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson
and
Marty
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and my sister.
What is this? Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Well, it's that way every once in a while when we report on the administration. It's quite ponderous. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 in the capital city, Madison. And it is a rainy day today.
It is. And it's going to get windy at times later today and into tonight. Maybe some thunderstorms late night and overnight. Highs today in the 70s. Right now, 47 degrees.
The WMDX Samsung watch predicts a high of 77 degrees. And we'll check and see if that is as corrected as it always has been. So,
you and I went over to the kitchen there, the WMDX kitchen.
Yes.
And the WMDX coffee machine wasn't working right. I was going to get an update on my coffee. And we need to have it looked at.
Do we have the WMDX pie tin in there filled with pie?
There's an apple pie. It says WMDX on it. I think that's for us.
For us, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pie day because it's the 14th day of March.
It is pie day today. You got to buy a pie today.
Buy a pie. Verlo Mattress of Madison brings you this portion of John and Gordy in the morning. The Verlo Mismatch sale's back. Their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. Same Verlo. Long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Two locations in Madison, east side and west side. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Go to verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
You know, do you think God
is waving
maybe,
at?
Do you think God is maybe telling us something and starting to burn airplanes,
on the runway?
Crash airplanes, the whole thing? Nothing happened during the Biden administration at all. Trump gets elected, and suddenly airplanes are crashing. They're
almost
starting
every
on
day.
Fire. I would take the next 4 years off and not take a flight anywhere.
That's
who
your
knows?
Advice?
Yes, that's my advice.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it does seem like there is an awful lot of trouble
now
for planes, even if they're just sitting on the ground in the tarmac.
Yeah.
Seem to catch on fire. Sam?
Take an Amtrak.
You take
can
an Amtrak.
You can enjoy the beauty of the American countryside.
You know, you're right. This would be a perfect opportunity for Amtrak to,
derail someplace.
No. I was going to say offer special deals.
Oh, yes. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Or
yeah?
Get this segue.
Oh, no.
You could take a nice Tesla that you bought at the White House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a sale there. Well, let's get to a couple of funny ads. One was put together by The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. We opened the show this morning with it. We'll play it again right here and in another one, a short one. So let's check it out. This is Daily Show's version of what it's like to have a dealership at the White House.
Tesla.
Going on now at the White House Tesla Auto Mall. It's the biggest sale of the year.
Very safe. It's very strong, heavy. It's all steel, stainless steel.
Come on down to Pennsylvania Avenue just off Route 29 to get our best deal ever on a brand new Tesla.
I want to make a good deal here. They have one, which is
$35,000, which is pretty low.
Get a Model 1 with a different panel and everything's computer.
This is a different panel than I've had. Everything's computer.
So don't waste your time going to those other Tesla dealerships with riots and flaming Cybertrucks.
Yeah.
You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
I love Tesla.
You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
This is really amazing.
You know, those Cybertrucks, when they explode, boy, they explode real good.
Yeah, they sure do.
All right, let's play cut 148 here, another fire sale ad.
Okay.
Hey, folks, it's Donnie Clown Show down here at Easy Elon's Used Car Lot, where the prices are low, 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 just like the stock market. Come on down and get a Tesla before they catch on fire. Oh, I mean, before they're gone.
And that's what I call a fire sale.
Yes, indeed. WMSNBC, MSNBC did this. They were talking about the fact that they're hawking $80,000 cars to bail out Musk while everyday Americans watch their 401k tank as the stock market dipped. And, of course, they're firing people left and right in the government. Funny how he feels sorry for Elon losing money, but doesn't give a damn about the people suffering under his wreck of an economy at this point. So let's check this out. This is cut 144.
So Trump has this private Tesla viewing at the White House, and then he comes at me to show it to you with notes as though he is a car salesman in the Sharpie, which is how you know it's real. Teslas can be purchased as low as $299 a month or $35K. All cars have self-driving, just needs to be turned on. I mean, what does it say that people are currently freaked out about their 401ks, freaked out about whether or not they can go to the grocery store and purchase eggs, that they're talking about cutting Social Security, which, yes, I see you yelling at me on Blue Sky. It is not an entitlement. You paid into it. That is why you are entitled to it. And instead, what he's choosing to spend his time doing is a car commercial for Tesla.
It's just bizarre.
It is. It is just bizarre.
We agree.
That was it right there. And then a Fox News. They just swooned over this whole thing.
Oh, they loved it.
Truly. This is just appalling, but fun. Fox News-ish. Let's listen.
I want to ask you about Tesla, because the president had four models of Teslas out there on the South Lawn yesterday. I thought, personally, he would have chosen the Cybertruck because it's very strong and big and beefy and kind of, you know,
macho.
The sort of thing that I thought that I would see him drive. And there he is with Elon Musk. But it seemed really interesting to me that Tesla used to be the darling of the left, particularly leftist environmental groups. It was the car that was going to save the environment. And now you've got these left-wing environmental groups. They are defacing the cars. They are destroying property at Tesla dealerships. And the car didn't change. So, I mean, a lot of people look at this and say, this is just blatant hypocrisy.
Oh.
It sure is, John. The only reason Democrats have changed their minds on Tesla is because Elon Musk changed his mind on Donald Trump. That's the bottom line. I know AOC, for instance, used to drive a Tesla. I'm not sure if she still does. If she still does, it's because she knows it's a great American-made product. And that's why President Trump was proud to review some of those models at the White House yesterday. He ultimately went with the red sports model. It's actually sitting at West Exec right here at the White House now. But as you said, the president purchased the Cybertruck for his granddaughter, which is a very nice nice gesture. And it's an American-made vehicle, and that's what the president supports most.
Wow. Big thumbs up.
We'll look forward to that vanity plate truth.
Yes, we'll look forward to that one.
Can't wait.
Talk about just kissing up. Absolutely kissing up. Now let's go to, this is Senator Chris Coons, his reaction on CNN. Let's check this out. Okay.
You know, I just wanted to remind people of what Donald Trump said about electric cars not so long ago. Let's just put up on the screen what he said about electric cars, because as you mentioned yesterday, he did have a parade of Tesla cars outside of the White House to show people. Here's what he said in 2023. All electric car lunacy and so much more are looking to destroy our great USA. May they rot in hell again. Merry Christmas. That was his Christmas message. That was December 25th. How times have now changed. Senator Chris Coons, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you coming on and talking us through these important issues.
And, sir, if I might, the stunning thing is that in addition to putting on a car show in front of the White House explicitly to benefit the stock value of Elon Musk, his billionaire buddy Elon Musk pledged another $100 million to support Trump's political campaign efforts.
Well,
the
nice.
Public corruption at the very core of this is just shocking.
It is absolutely well, maybe it isn't that shocking anymore. It's just happening all the time.
Every day.
All right. Now, this is Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, and he had a Tesla. So let's check this out. This is Cut 140.
Okay.
Cut 140.
Here we go.
Elon Musk is, unfortunately, I'm biased against him because I have owned a Tesla, and I've had Teslas, and I've spoken on national TV shows about how he lied to us about driving himself across the country by the end of 2016 and then by the end of 2017. And he got money from us, stole money from us to try to upgrade to the one that would do it when they wouldn't. And I've spoken that way. Well, guess what happened? My X account got blocked 2 or 3 months ago. And I follow every single step to prove that I'm real, really who I am, and I can't get it unblocked. And I don't know if they're doing that deliberately, but I never really posted on X. I never, ever violated any rule or anything. But maybe it's because I was on the wrong side of Elon. I haven't even talked about how bad the Teslas are.
Yeah.
Every step up where they changed things in the car, it got worse and worse and worse. And now it is just miserable for user interface. Coming from Apple, user interface, the way you deal with technology is the most important thing in the world to me.
Hmm.
And Tesla is the worst in the world at that. Nothing makes sense in that car intuitively. I mean, you have to go searching in menus until you stumble into finding it. It's horrible.
That's the worst.
Wow.
That is absolutely the worst.
Not exactly an endorsement there.
All right, we've got Dick on the line. Let's go to the phones right now.
Good morning, Dick. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, a couple things. It took about 3 takes for the commercials I heard on. And they were fairly lengthy. The first one was him getting in, and then the second getting out. For all these people that say he knows nothing about manufacturing, he's manufacturing one hell of a recession. And then I got breaking news.
Yeah.
He is resigning today. You know, I don't know why I know.
How?
He's speaking to the Justice Department about the return of law to this country. He must be resigning.
It would have to be.
You think so?
Yes, total corruption. Yep. Leave office. All right, Dick, thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm. You can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or use the Civic Media app, which is free to download, and you can listen to the show and also connect with us via text phone call. All right.
We've got a few very interesting cuts coming up.
Okay.
I think you'll find them very offensive.
Oh, great. Well,
I just want to make sure that you're aware that they're using DEI in some very unusual ways. And Maxine Waters was the target of a Doge fanboy. And that we'll be getting to in just a few moments. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be talking to Brittany Rouleau as well.
Yeah, we're going to get an update on the weather for the weekend. Big storms rolling through tonight.
Yes.
Some of that could be strong or severe. We'll get the update from Brittany. And Rocker is waiting in the wings, coming up a little later on in the 7 o'clock hour. Back with more on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. And a wet start here, some more showers, maybe some thunderstorms on the way, especially later on tonight.
We can only hope.
Let's get the latest on the weather with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Hello.
Are you ready for a nice warm day today?
Yes.
Yes, we are. The WMDX Samsung watch. Predict 77 is a high.
Yeah. Does that sound?
77.
Yes.
Does that sound close to what you're
is
predicting?
Is that possible?
Yeah.
That is definitely possible. I mean, we're absolutely going to hit the low 70s, mm-hmm. and those mid 70s are reachable 100%. Okay. So I'm going to go with 74 degrees. That's where my dart landed.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
Okay.
Take the middle ground. Why not?
And then,
yeah.
What about these thunderstorms? Could be strong or severe later on today? tonight?
They sure can. So what we've got going on today is this, these strong winds out of the south, about 30, 35 mile per hour gusts. Mm. It's going to be pretty windy. It's going to get a little humid. It's going to be obviously very, very warm, feeling like spring. We've also got a high fire danger, too. So no burning. Be careful where you toss your cigarette butt. Don't even toss it, right? It's one of those days today. But as we go into the evening, much needed rain. We don't really want it in the severe thunderstorm form, but that's what we're getting because we've got all the heat, the moisture, the instability. A cold front is slamming right into that, and it's going to lift these storms into progression. So what we're looking at is around 10 p.m., this line of storms moving into the Madison area, bringing hail, some high wind gusts up to about 60, 70 mile per hour is possible.
Wow.
And then we're also looking at a chance of a tornado. Hmm. Now, I think a lot of those should stay down into Illinois. But we've got a pretty big outbreak happening down south. So some of those could still linger and swing into our state. So southern state line area, definitely be on alert from about 10 to midnight tonight as that line rolls through. We're looking at about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rainfall. And then light rain continues into our day tomorrow. But it starts to ease up. Winds don't. They're going to be gusting around 40 to 50. So we could see a high wind warning tomorrow go out. And the winds are going to be crashing our temperatures throughout the day. So falling temperatures, going below freezing, a few flurries are possible Sunday. Not looking at any accumulations anymore. Highs will be stuck in the upper 30s, pretty chilly on Sunday. And then we climb on Monday back to about 60 degrees, start a warm up before the next storm hits on Wednesday.
Hmm. Wow.
That was quite the story.
I know.
What a trip.
You're going to be busy the next few days just watching the radar.
I sure am. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go to sleep until next Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. No plans for the weekend?
Hunker down next
to the weather equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right.
We're going to work on trying to get color in my camera here.
You still have a very ghostly appearance.
Ghostly and blue. Unless
why
I actually
is that?
Am blue. I don't know why that is. But
this camera always makes you look
I'll
weird.
Just be the blue meanie.
Very right? weird. Yes.
Okay.
Blue meanie. Yep.
Blue band group.
Yeah. Yeah, the blue band group.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on
you
Monday.
All right.
Very good. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist.
Always fun. Always fun to find out what's going on in the weather, right?
Yep. Hey, Rocker's coming up in about 10 minutes with the Max Inc. preview, talking about local music and what's happening around Wisconsin. What do you got for us, John?
Well, I promised you a story about a mega Doge fanboy, and he was out harassing Representative Maxine Waters.
Oh, no.
You know, all she was doing was going to her government vehicle. That's all. That's all.
That's it.
But he was bringing up color in his commentary to her, and I thought this is a pretty rude individual. So let's play cut 141. All right.
And she's got to go get in her big black taxpayer-funded SUV.
Oh, yeah, that's what happens when you're a member of Congress.
That's what happens when you don't have transparency in the government. Why do you deserve a big black taxpayer-funded SUV? Is that why you're so against Doge? Is that what the problem is? What's up with the lack of transparency in your...
Oh, yeah.
What's the problem with transparency?
Yeah, what's wrong with transparency? Not enough transparency. She's going to her government-supplied vehicle, a black SUV, and he emphasized black, of course. She is black. And so, you know, it's just more racism. And every time somebody says something about DEI, that's pure racism as well. And you have it right there from a Doge fanboy. Now, as far as transparency, I don't think we have a lot of transparency when it comes to Elon going through the government. Let's check out cut 78. All right.
I got a 3-point plan to fix everything.
Break it down.
Number one, we got this guy not sure. Number two, he's got a higher IQ than any man alive.
Oh, yeah.
And number three, he's going to fix everything.
See?
I give you my word as president.
Now, that's from Idiocracy.
Who is it?
President Camacho.
Uh-huh.
And I was reminded of this because he's actually pointing to a guy like Elon in this in this particular case. He's a genius. You know, he'll solve everything for us.
Right.
And this was a movie, and you saw the movie, didn't you?
Yes. It was quite a while back.
Didn't seem like it was a very good movie because it was so wild and outlandish. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost so over the edge.
So over the top.
Couldn't believe anything like this could ever happen.
No.
Ever.
No, right. he came out with an AR-15 to get the attention of the crowd.
Right.
As president, to kind of calm people down with an AR-15. Fired it off. And then he mentioned this, you know, pointing to this genius who was, you know, frozen in time and turned out to be very intelligent for, I guess, their time when everybody dumbed down and, you know, propagated. Mm-hmm. So this is not fiction anymore.
Well, right. Yeah, it's become more reality than anybody ever thought could happen.
Now, if you have a chance, you really have to check out Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. It is actually a fun ride, especially when they freeze these two people, right? They freeze them,
yeah.
And then eventually the company that froze them went out of business, and they demolished the building where their frozen bodies were.
Right.
Seriously. And then, of course, you know, it was a Costco city. Which is a dream come true for me.
Of course. Yes, you want to live there.
I know. Yeah. Having a Costco city is just, you know, pretty wild.
Well,
great stuff.
We can dream on. Maybe someday we'll have one here in Madison. They got the stores already. They just need to build a city. Okay. 29 past the hour, right around the corner after the Midwest Farm Report. It's Rocker with Max Inc. Preview.
And a big good morning to everybody. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy.
Mm-hmm. And Sam in the control room.
Producer Sam is
in
there.
Yeah, you guys always forget about me.
Well, oh, it's easy to forget. You're easy to forget.
Wow.
Now
I'm going to cry, John.
Don't make him cry.
I think it's a country song. Don't worry about it.
When I came in this morning, he was asleep on the couch. Passed out completely.
Right. A late night. Yeah. Well, at least we were able to locate him. Doug, you remember Doug?
Yeah, we've been
from St. Francis.
We get a message from him almost every day, and then nothing for the last couple of weeks.
Time. Well, it says here he texted us.
Yeah.
You may remember me as Doug from Milwaukee. Last week, I was abducted and am now somewhere in Mexico. Can you have your listeners send money? So.
All right, Doug.
Yeah.
We'll consider that.
We will.
We'll have a little meeting later.
Yes, we'll have a meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource celebrating 65 years in business. Lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning, they do it all. Largest landscape contractor in southern Wisconsin with branches in Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha, and other locations around Wisconsin, too. Check them out at davidjfrank.com, davidjfrank.com. Okay, Rocker's in the studio. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys? Friday morning.
You are.
7:30.
Yeah, time for the Max Inc. preview.
Yes.
Like
local
clockwork.
Music. Local music happening around Madison and around the state. So what's the latest, man?
Oh,
what's going
man.
On?
You know, we have just amazing things always happening on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you about what's coming up and what just happened.
Okay.
So Max Inc. preview for this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night, 6 p.m. to midnight, Max Inc. radio. We spin local Wisconsin-made music and interview local personalities, local artists from all over Wisconsin, actually. And tomorrow, Toffer Christensen. He is the guy behind the Burr Oak. You might know him, but he's also behind the new Atwood Music Hall, which is going to be opening in June over on Winnebago. And Toffer Christensen is going to be in to tell us about kind of the new club, his mission, what it took to get there. It's going to be a really great interview.
Very cool. Yeah.
They got a great lineup of music to start things out, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I saw an ad for him in the Isthmus, actually, full page ad all the music they got coming up. It's
Gordy scheduled
quite the
to
lineup.
Play as well.
No,
so
yeah,
he's
no.
Playing.
Yeah,
with
no.
Spooner?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah
that's right. Yes, with Spooner.
I've been invited to jam with
he's
him.
Opening with Spooner.
I'm considering it, yeah.
I actually found some Spooner on my hard drive. So
did
when
you
we get
really?
When we get closer to the yeah. show, I'll bring in some Spooner.
I'll do that.
We'll,
yeah.
We'll
yeah.
be able to
yeah.
They were great.
Check them out.
Yeah.
M. Shays, Meggie Shays, she has a new album coming out, and it's going to be released at the Crystal Corner on April 5th, and we'll be talking to her about her new album and single that is coming out. And then Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
They, oh, yeah.
They are going to be at the Mama Cares 10th anniversary party coming up March 30th. And we are going to have them in the studio talking about that, and they're going to perform a couple songs. So
they are so good. Jen Farley and Beth Killey and Shondell Marks.
Oh, man.
What an excellent trio. They've been together.
A power trio.
Yeah. Like 10, 11 years, 12 years
yeah,
now.
It's yeah. definitely been a decade. And they're just so fun.
Gordy's a shameless name dropper.
Yeah.
So
I've known him for a few years. They're
that's
great.
Some weather people. You know what
I know. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Let me just. Okay. Go ahead, Rocker. I'm going to have a private meeting with John after the show here.
And then Tarleton Knight. He's from the Tarleton Theater in Green Bay. And. He is behind the BAMMIES, which is the Green Bay Area Music Awards. This is going to be their second year. So we're going to hear...
The BAMMIES.
The BAMMIES. We're going to hear mm-hmm. what's going on up in Green Bay with their kind of awards. Now we'll have the MAMAs here in Madison,
right.
The WAMMIES, which are statewide but based in Milwaukee, and now the BAMMIES are up in Green Bay.
The BAMMIES, the MAMMIES, no, the what now?
The BAMMIES, the
mamas
and the
and just whammy.
Bammy, whammy, mama. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts comes up after that. Spinning Wisconsin Americana, country, bluegrass, folk, and regional and national artists that are coming through Wisconsin.
Cool.
So that's what's going on with Max Inc. Radio this week.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about last week.
Okay.
Now, Gordy, during the show, you brought up a show at the Konamichi Cocktail Lounge.
Yeah, the wine bar in
up
Baraboo.
In Baraboo.
Yes.
It's a cocktail lounge, by the way.
Okay.
Let me correct you on that, because I called it a wine bar, too, but I was...
Were you corrected?
Yes, I was corrected, and okay. I know now that it is a cocktail.
Well, that's... Okay.
Cocktail
their
lounge.
Sign says wine bar. I'm sorry. Okay, but it's Konamichi, nonetheless.
It's a great place, right?
Oh, it's a wonderful place. Yeah, I've been there
it's
many
nice.
Times.
It's nice.
Yeah, John's been there, too. Yeah,
yeah.
We, yeah.
Is it like big, small? I've never been there.
It's kind of small. It's very cozy.
Intimate?
They've actually opened it up a little bit, so now it's yeah.
Oh, they
got,
have?
Yeah, they've got some more space there.
Well, they must have some kind of stage?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Because
back in the corner.
They're going to be having Peruvian Creole star Emmy Castro is going to be playing there March 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And so Peruvian Creole star Emmy Castro, she moved to Madison, and she performed last week on Max Inc. Radio. We brought her in. Mm-hmm. It was a great interview. Just an amazing singer, an amazing woman. And she stopped by the studio with her sax player, Sebastian Roman, and which is also her husband, and along with guitarist Richard Hillner, who also served as translator to perform three songs live. Emmy is an award-winning singer of Peruvian Creole music, and her mission is to empower the discovery of Peruvian music and culture. And, wow, she really put it together. It's a great interview. You can go to civicmedia.us. Get on Max Inc. Radio and hear the full podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But and she'll be playing Friday, March 14th, actually tonight at the Cafe Coda on Willie Street.
Oh, wow.
And then Konamichi Cocktail Lounge in downtown Baraboo on Saturday, March 22nd. Now, we had just a piece of their band in here, right? The sax player, the singer, and the guitar player. So let's hear a little bit of what happened last week on Max Inc. Radio. This is Emmy Castro, When People Ask About You.
Pues saben bien que te amé, que tu querer fue para mí lo mejor. Y que orgulloso les contaba del amor que tú me dabas y que tenerte era la gloria y eso a veces me asustaba. Ya no habrá. Por ti.
Parker, you mentioned that guitarist Richard Hildner,
yes,
was the interpreter, right?
Right. Is yes.
Does she speak English at all, or
un poquito?
Okay,
that means very little. John.
Very little. Okay. All right, I got it. Okay.
All so right. She yeah. it was really quite amazing because yeah. I would ask a question, mm-hmm. and then he would you know, it's just like the news or something, right? And he would translate it to her, and she would go on with this really you know awesome answer, and then he would. Translated to us. And like, exactly. I was like, man, he's a pro.
So this Peruvian really Creole, that's kind of an interesting
it is.
Combination. Isn't
I
it?
Had never heard of it before, yeah. but, you know, the Creole is kind of this, like, fusion of different styles.
Yes. Yeah.
And so there's sort of different kind of Creoles, and we talk about that, because I was like, well, just New Orleans, right?
Yeah, that's all I'd be familiar with. Yeah,
there's not. So it was really just an amazing interview. Learned a lot about Peruvian culture, and she's here in Madison. She's like, And I kind of looked up, and it's like, man, she's like a star.
She's big time.
From Peru, right?
Right.
And she's just here in the studio with us. I was like, wow, amazing.
And so that interview's on the podcast?
That's right. Civicmedia.us. Okay. Just hit Max Inc. Radio Show, and you'll see the link.
By the way, I want to mention, we mentioned Doug, who is being held captive and needs some money. Sent to
Mexico,
Well, Pete from Winneconne says, hi, you remember me as Pete from Winneconne. I haven't gone anywhere, but if we're sending people money, please consider me your friend in Winneconne.
Okay, we're going
to usually
see
like,
what
this
Doug
is becoming
started
a theme now.
Now.
I know.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like that call my mom gets from, and she's like, your son called. He was like in, you know, Australia, and he's stuck there in jail and needs money.
Yeah. I've used that a couple of times.
So one more time, Emmy Castro, just to wrap that up. At Kona Michi on March 22nd. I think tickets are on sale now for that. And a shout out to Nellie Schmitz for letting us know about that.
Yeah, so, and how fun would that be to have a martini and check her out in an intimate setting like that?
Fun times.
Sounds pretty cool. She was awesome.
Okay.
The Kissers. You guys remember the Kissers?
The Kissers.
I mean, they've been around for a long time.
They're going to be here for what?
Celtic
music?
The
Kissers bring a fresh, original kick to Celtic music. Forged during the legendary Monday nights at Madison's venue, OK's Corral. That's where they started.
Way back when, yeah.
Their sounds blend sharp musicianship, black humor, and the lilt and lyricism of the ancient melodies, rock musicians who learned Irish music. They're going to be doing a St. Paddy's Day celebration Saturday, March 15th at 1 at 5 and 1 at 8 p.m. That's at the High Noon Saloon in the Capital East District. Then Monday, March 17th, an evening with the Kissers at the Malt House, which is over on East Washington and Milwaukee Street.
Yes.
The Kissers have been around for a long time. They're pretty cool. I brought along a little tune from them.
Okay.
This is called Montreal.
Should I say quoi? To the wintry sheets and all the way to Montreal. North to Montreal.
That's fun. That's really a lot of fun.
That's
is
really
this something
cool.
they wrote themselves?
You know, they do a lot of traditional songs. I know that they also have originals.
And they write their own maybe lyrics to old traditional songs.
Oh, yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, they got a great sound.
Their current lineup, they just, I think, changed a guitar player or bass player, and they said that current lineup had been together for 13 years, but they had other lineups before that, so they've been around for you know 20 at least two decades.
Liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got time for one more yet?
I think so.
All right.
Squeeze it in.
Dusty Bowe. You may have heard of us talk about him when you brought him to Atwood Fest last year. He's from Louisville, Kentucky, but he's coming back through Madison. He's high energy and passion, classic rock, blues, country, and a little alternative. It's really a modern Americana. Wednesday, March 19th at the Burr Oak on Winnebago, Dusty Bowe comes back to Madison. This is a little clip from his song, No One Else.
I'm telling you, baby, I don't want no one else. I don't want no one else. Believe me, baby, I don't want no one else. I don't want no one else.
Love that sound of the guitar.
Yeah, what a dusty bow.
What is that? What is that sound? Well, how do you?
He's
create
got a little
sound?
Overdrive. I don't know if he's playing a Les Paul there or a Strat, but
probably a Strat, I would imagine.
You think so? Yeah. Different
great
pickups
sound.
On that.
Like
yeah.
That.
We will continue with the Max Inc. preview with Rocker in just a moment. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger. Their mismatch sale is back. At Verlo Mattress of Madison, biggest sale of the year, mismatch on the outside. Same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information. 7:49, back with more with Rocker and the Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yeah, checking our texts here.
Yeah, oh boy, this is a tough one. This is Sam and Madison behind the controls. I'm being held hostage and would also appreciate some money.
He's jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Sam, we know it's you.
They got him tied to a styrofoam boat.
That's right.
Yeah, now that the ice is melting, you can get the styrofoam boat out maybe today or tomorrow.
The water's pretty cold. It's probably pretty cold out the lake still.
I imagine so.
I'll never get over what he said yesterday. Gordy and I were having it out here in the studio, and he says, it's fun just sitting back watching two old guys argue.
Arguing. Yeah. That happens.
Oh, man.
Okay, back with Rocker here with the Max Inc. preview. Got a few more minutes here.
People Brothers Band, a couple more songs.
People Brothers Band, they have this show going on last night, and tonight's the second night. So hopefully you might still be able to get in. They have so many songs. I can bring in a different song each week on these guys. Eight-piece rhythm and soul powerhouse, whose only desire is to get you moving on the dance floor. They were formed in 2008. They've won multiple MAMA and Whammy awards in the past. And so tonight, Friday, March 14th, the Baroque on Winnebago, added by popular demand. This is a song from their 2014 album, Middle of the Between. This song is Love Messenger, the People Brothers Band.
Can read your soul. I'm the messenger. See, I've been waiting to show you folk too long, so I'm gonna make love to you with this song. I'm the messenger. Now we can take it slow, we'll get to the point. There are no rules except you annoy me, the messenger. Never knew, but don't worry, babe, you can teach me too. I'm the messenger.
All right, that's cool. Yeah.
Lots of jamming and guitars and all kinds of stuff happening with, they have such a positive vibe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Catherine's on the line here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just stand by. Good morning, Catherine.
I don't mean to interrupt. You guys are having such a great time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say hi to Rocker because I haven't seen him in a while. And
what's happening?
It's so good to hear you on the air. And I went to the Burr Oak on your recommendation, Rocker.
Oh.
To see the girls rock with the kazoos.
With Beth Killian?
Oh, yes.
Fun.
Yes.
And she was arrested. Catherine was arrested.
She's having too much fun, apparently. Yes. Yeah.
How many rumors are you going to start today, John? How many rumors
know.
Can you start?
Enough.
Well, okay.
You guys sound fabulous, and I miss seeing you, and I've been out of the office all week long. I'm dragging Gordy. I wanted to tell you this because I think there might still be tickets to Toto's gala tonight for the Dane County Humane Society.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
All right.
I'm dragging Gordy to it. Yeah, you forgot, didn't you?
I might have. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see that Gordy's going because I'm busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sick.
Yeah, he's sick. He wouldn't want to go.
Sick.
Yeah. All right, Catherine.
Well, thanks, guys. Great
All right.
show.
All right,
Very
thanks.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we got a few more minutes here, Rocker.
Well, let's see. We'll tell you about Elizabeth Mary and the Paul Schluter duo tonight, Friday, March 14th, Rips Bar in Wanakee. This is Meet Me in Madison.
Okay. Ooh, cool. Pretty cool. Anytime, like I said, anytime you mention Madison or a location in Madison or in Wisconsin, I'm there. I love the song. There
and you know, she came from Iowa, right?
Yeah.
And she recorded at Megatone Studios with Paul Schluter. They ended up falling in love, wrote the song Parking Lot Kiss. Now they're married, got a kid, and they do a duo. And of course, Paul is the guitar player from Last Crack, which brings me to my next show, the last one for today, which is Rocker's Jamboree, the benefit for me for my med expenses and Mama Cares, a fund to help musicians in their time of crisis, Sunday, May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m., featuring Last Crack, Magic 7, both with Paul Schluter, Mindox, Subatomic, and Electromag. So Subatomic is another band where they had some kind of tragic accident. The guitar player broke his arm under a tree that fell down, and they haven't played since 2019. They're getting together for this show. Let's listen to one of their songs from 2014. This is Hey Fool. This is Subatomic.
Hey Fool, where you gonna go? You never thought that I would leave you cold.
All right.
Sounds great.
Mama Cares.
And again, that's May 4th.
May 4th.
At
May the 4th. Be with you. And come on down.
Excellent. Right. Rocker, thank you so much. Always good to
Thanks,
see you.
Guys.
Have a good Max Inc. weekend. Monday, we have a very special St. Patrick's Day show. You're going to want to tune in.
Oh, yeah.
We have a special event.
It's incredible.
I'm telling you. You don't want to miss this one. That'll do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. John, have a great weekend.
Yeah,
Sam,
I will.
You too. All right.
I'm still being held hostage.
Okay. Good enough. Yeah. Rocker, always a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Great having you here.
Have a great day. So long.
Goodbye now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.